Yes, Eddie, perhaps never before has muscular, even if a bit vague-sounding stuff on immigration, been quite the political virility symbol it is today. From the margins of political debate, where chattering-class metropolitan types danced awkwardly around the word with a scrunched facial expression and a squirm, to immigration falling out of the mouth of almost every politician you find, whatever question you ask them. David Cameron is basically saying, we get it and we'll do big things to address it, but then uses phrases like in due course when he's pressed for details, which basically means, hang on a minute. The central question is, can big changes on European immigration rules be done while staying in the EU? Yes, hint the Conservatives. No, say UKIP. Possibly, but let's stop being quite so shouty, say all of the others, but shouty it's getting.
Well, we'll talk much more about those possibilities in just a second with someone who's been having a close look at them. I want to ask you, though, you've been covering the by-election. There's a Conservative who hopes to stand as the Conservative candidate going a bit further than David Cameron.
Yes, a chunk of North Kent is currently absorbing the biggest wave of immigration it's ever seen as trainloads of politicians roll up with leaflets, smiles and handshakes. The general election is 203 days away. Rochester and Strood by-election 35 days away. Conservatives are selecting their candidate via what's known as an open primary. The punters get a say in who the candidate is. And last night, there was a hustings and a...
You didn't get in.
I didn't get in. I tried to get into this open primary, and they said, no, it's closed to you lot in the national press. But we did get wind of what had happened inside whilst we stood outside in the rain. Anna Firth and Kelly Tolhurst were both slugging it out at the Corn Exchange. Anna Firth said that there should be a points-based immigration system for EU migrants, effectively only letting people in that the country needs. It's almost certainly impossible to pull that off while staying in the EU. UKIP told us, what does it say about the Conservative Party today, that it gets its best lines from the UKIP manifesto. The race for Rochester is definitely on. Labour, the Lib Dems, the Greens and others all buffing themselves up too for it.
Chris, thank you for that.